There was this rumor in the woods that the bear was keeping a list of all the animals that he planned to kill. Well, this made them all nervous, as you can imagine. So Wolf goes up and asks the bear, "Is it true that you keep a list of all the animals you plan to kill?" The bear growled back, "Yes, it is." Wolf then asks, "Is my name on that list?" Bear growled again, "Yes, it is." And sure enough, the next morning, Wolf was found dead on the woods floor. So Fox shows up later that day and says, "Is it true that you have a list of all the animals you plan to kill?" Bear says, "Yes, it is." Fox says, "Is my name on that list?" The bear growls back, "Yes, it is." And that next morning, sure enough, Fox was dead in the woods. So Rabbit shows up the next day and asks Bear, "Is it true that you keep a list of all the animals that you plan to kill?" The bear growled, "Yes, it is." Rabbit says, "Is my name on that list?" Bear says, "Yes, it is." So the rabbit says, "Can you remove it?" And the bear said, "Oh, sure."
I'm going to show you how to operate in a spirit.
This is Happy Life Studios.
This message is for you. This message is for you. This message is singular to you. It's not for anybody else. It's not hard to get. It's not hard to get. It's not hard to understand.
Hey, are you happy?
Now that's a great question.
Does the sun set high? Does the sun set high?
Welcome to Happy Life Studios.
What's up, Happy Lifers? Thanks for joining us today. I am so happy that you did. I just got back from a long trip down in Southern California. I was excited that I was going to Southern California in the winter because it seems like the last several years I always end up in the Midwest in the winter, and it's always cold in the Midwest in the winter. So I thought, this is awesome. I'm going to go to Southern California. I had all these plans. The place where I'm staying has a nice pool. I was planning on doing a lot of work down by the pool. I had some other business I was going to do down there, speaking and coaching and such. And I was going to do a lot of that around this really nice pool. And it never got warm enough for the pool. In fact, it never got dry enough for the pool. So I just got back from that trip, and I'm a little tired today. But it was a really good trip. While I was on that trip, and all that rain and all that. And the rain in Seattle is different than the rain in LA. Just let me say that. When it rains in the Northwest, it's more of a drizzle. It's more of an overcast. People have a hard time with it being gray all the time, always being cloudy out. People call that gloomy. I don't mind it. I've lived here long enough. I kind of enjoy it. First thing I do when I fly home from anywhere is I'm able to go outside when I wait for my ride at the airport. When I wait usually for my wife to pick me up, I go outside and I wait for him instead of waiting inside. Because no matter what time of the year it is, Seattle is it's a decent mild weather compared to the Midwest anyway. And so the rain in LA, man, you got to run to the car. Well, the rain in Seattle area, I can golf an entire round of golf in the rain. It's not that big of a deal. So it's usually just overcast and just a tiny drizzle, but it was nasty in L.A. And I thought I had traded some of the rain in Seattle for some of the sun in L.A., but someone got into my luggage and stole all the sun because we haven't seen any yet here in the Seattle area. But it was a great trip. Had a great time. On my way back, we had done a lot of stuff on that trip, and I was kind of tired. I was feeling emotionally drained, and I was struggling emotionally. I share that because the hardest part about struggle is when you think you're doing it alone. And what a lot of people will do, what a lot of coaches will do, what a lot of influencers will do, entrepreneurs will do, bosses will do, bigger siblings, you know, older siblings will do. I mean, you name it. If you're a step in front of somebody, you tend to do this. You don't want them to know that you struggle. You want them to think that everything is fine. I mean, social media has only made that worse with, you know, we can take 15 pictures before we find the exact perfect picture where it, we didn't just take a picture of us sitting there drinking a coffee. We move the coffee to the right spot, move the computer to the right spot. I say we because I do that as well. If you're going to put a picture out, you want it to be nice. But oftentimes we try to paint this picture that we got it all together, but nobody has it all together. I mean, we have it hopefully more together than we had it before, but no one has it all together. And I think it would be important if a lot of these people that we look up to, that we think have it all together, if they get a little bit vulnerable every now and then and say, hey, listen, here's where I'm struggling, but here is how I figured it out. I mean, I asked my dad, who is actually a pastor, how do you know what to speak on every week? I mean, you have to preach every week on a Sunday morning. Back then, they did Sunday nights as well when I was a kid, Wednesday nights, and some other functions too, where sometimes my dad had to speak several times. Well, he had to speak several times every week, but sometimes even more than that. So I asked my dad, I said, Dad, how do you know what to talk about every week? And my dad looked at me like, I don't know. I guess I just tell them what I've been struggling this week and how I got through it. He said, God has placed me as their leader, and I figure if I'm going to be the leader, I'm usually out in front of where they're at, so I just want to tell them what I'm going through and how I got through it. I'm thinking, that is such a great mentality to have, and I'm so grateful that I caught that from my dad. I think what people need to hear these days isn't just the answer, but they also need to see the problem. You know, I think people want to hear, wait a minute. I mean, it's so weird. It sounds so bad, doesn't it, that the moment you hear someone else is struggling with the same thing you struggle with, and you go, oh, you struggle with that too? And you get the sigh of relief, like you're happy that they're struggling. Well, you're not happy that they're struggling, but you're happy that you're not struggling alone. And that's the hardest thing. And I wish more of our leaders and content creators and YouTubers and podcasters and such would come out and share what they're struggling with and then how they got through that struggle. That does a lot more for me. So that's why a lot of times I will talk about my struggles, because I want you to hear that, number one, we're all human. We all struggle. We all have a difficulty in life. And number two, there's an answer to that struggle, and you can find it. Here's how I found it. Maybe this will help you. So I was really feeling mentally and emotionally drained. I still am, honestly. And some difficult things have happened in life. And so when you're feeling drained already, it's just like when flu season is around. You can resist the flu, resist the cold or whatever, but the moment you don't get good enough sleep or you're putting a lot of hours in and you just go, 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 and your body gets tired, when your body gets tired or even your emotions get tired, we're all in this, we got emotions, we got a body, we've got a mind, we got feelings, right? Those are all linked together. And when one of them is struggling, the rest have to cater to that struggle. It's just like when you injure your foot, the whole rest of your body walks differently to cater to that pain that you have in your foot. So when we are drained emotionally, mentally, physically, spiritually, you name it, the other parts have to kind of adapt for that. So I was really struggling, really tired, and I talked to my wife. I called her on the phone. We talk when I'm traveling, obviously. And one of the times I was talking to her, I said, the way I'm feeling right now, I said, I'm afraid I'm going to come home and it's just not going to be good. I'm afraid I'm going to get crabby. I'm afraid I'm going to get this. I'm going to get that. And she replied with this bit of wisdom. She is, I'm so happy that God blessed me with the wife that I have. That she says stuff like this all the time for me. She's really the support behind. I'm the upfront guy, right? I'm the one that talks in the microphone. She's the quiet one behind the scenes, doesn't want to talk in the microphone. That's why I can rarely ever get her to do an interview with me, because it's not her thing. But I just want you to know that she's, how does that song go? The Wind Beneath My Wings that Bette Midler used to sing. She is the support, the strength. She is what gives me the mental fortitude, the emotional fortitude. She is so good for me. She has talked me off the ledge, so to speak, so many times. She's just, when you find people in your life that are like that, man, you gotta treat them like gold, because they are. They're amazing people. And we all have to have people like that in our life. And I'm blessed that I get to live with a person in my life that's like that. So as I'm talking to her, talking and sharing my concerns, she says, well, do you have a plan when you get back? And she wasn't trying to belittle me or demean me or say, well, do you have a plan? That's what wasn't what she was saying at all. She was actually asking a legit question. Do you have a plan? And I thought and said, no, I don't, but I think that that's a pretty good idea. So immediately my mind started thinking about that, which reminds me of this conversation I had with another happy lifer. I think I might even talked about it in one of our podcasts in January, but he had just listened to this speaker and was pretty jazzed about this speaker and shared with me that the speaker said that basically what he said was, of all the people that just don't want to be happy, but they make a plan towards that, of all the people that want to get somewhere, for instance, we were talking about New Year's resolutions, and that's where this conversation came up. He says, people have New Year's resolutions, he says, but only 8% of people actually make a plan to get that New Year's resolution. That's why we talk so much about that concept in January, because I think it's important that we come up with a plan. And he said 8%. All I'm saying is, I don't know all the details of everything you said, but I do believe that there are very few people that actually come up with plans. I mean, we keep going through life, it seems like, a lot of us, and we're struggling, but we just keep hoping that the struggle is going to go away. We just keep hoping that happy is going to show up and ring our doorbell and say, hey, guess what? I'm here. Can I come live with you the rest of your life? I mean, that rarely ever happens. We are in control of our happy. We're in control of, and that doesn't mean bad things don't happen, but a happy life is a lifestyle where you get and you keep. You're happy in every situation, no matter what the circumstances are. That's not something that I have conquered completely, but I'm a lot more conquered than I've ever been before in my life. I'm better at that now than I've ever been at that. And that's why I like to share these things with you that I am learning on my journey, just like we're doing today. When I said I was afraid of coming home because I was really concerned, I was like the fox or the rabbit. I was concerned that I was going to get killed when I came home. That life was keeping a list of all the things it was going to destroy. And so I went to life and I felt like life said, yeah, you're on that list. But all the rabbit did is ask, can you take me off that list? I mean, it was that simple. That's what makes the joke so good. Can you remove me? Oh, sure, I can do that. That's what sometimes making a plan does. That's what my wife was trying to help me with. Well, how about you come up with a plan and just remove yourself from that list? And man, so I came home. I thought about it. The plan didn't come right away at all. In fact, when I got home, I called another friend of mine who's a person that's just like my wife in the area of, he helps talk me off the ledge too. This guy is one of those guys that really speaks into my life. And so we try to meet as often as we can. We live about an hour away from each other, but we try to meet up halfway at Buffalo Wild Wings. Thank you very much. You know, at least every other week. And we hope to do it we try to do it every week. But I called him up, but it was late at night and he couldn't speak with me at that point. And I called him up for the whole purpose of, can you help me come up with a plan, some things that I should do? And he said, I'll call you tomorrow in the morning. But before the morning even got there, all of a sudden all these ideas just started coming to me. And I think if we will stop and pause long enough, these things come to us, but we usually don't. If we're hiding something, if we've got something we've done in the past that we're ashamed of or we don't want others to know about, that's what happens when you won't get vulnerable with people. You hold all that inside yourself, and pretty soon that thing sits inside of us and we don't ever want to get still long enough for that thing to start speaking again. So what we often do is we keep our lives busy, keep our lives full of noise, visually as well as auditorially, right, if that's the right word. But we keep our lives busy, so we never take the time to pause long enough to think about things. And if we don't take the time to pause to think, then we can't come up with the solutions, because oftentimes solutions need a pause. By the way, real quick, I don't know if I want to call it an ad here, but I'm super excited about next week's podcast. This fits in right with what I'm talking about, making plans. Because I had made a plan. I had written it all out. I had done some research and I started recording my podcast. I got halfway through the podcast and I realized I'm a week early. International Day of Happiness is March 20th. And it's a day, well, we'll talk more about that when the podcast comes. But I wanted to do a podcast about the International Day of Happiness instead of, I've done several on that actual day, or, you know, right before that or right after it, but I've never done one a week before. And since it's on March 20th every year, this year it happens to land on Monday. And so I got this idea that what I'm going to do is we are going to talk about International Day of Happiness, and then we're going to set it all up with, we're going to have 7 days of happiness. every day leading up to the International Day of Happiness, we are going to have another characteristic, another happy hack, another thing that we can do to help us become happy. So I've done it before. I've done the 12 days of Christmas before. I've done the 7 days of Thanksgiving before, but I've never done the 7 days of happy. And so since I made a plan and I had it written up and I was halfway through recording the podcast, and then I realized, wait a minute, this week is a six when this podcast comes out. I need to put that on the 13th. I had made a plan and then plans change. I was talking to another happy lifer a year or so ago, and they talked about they're in the educational system. He's a teacher. And he says, you know what? It's all about you have to monitor and adapt. I asked him about being a teacher, and he says, well, you have to monitor and adapt. You have to monitor your situation. Then you have to adapt to it. See, that's the problem with a lot of our plans. Before I get into the plans that I put together that came to me, just let me go down this path. I often don't talk about plans because my life, I've been beat up a lot by the people that hold that whole, if you fail to plan, then plan to fail, right? Do you have a 5-year plan? I'm not built that way. I'm built a little bit differently. And I also think there's a flaw to that. I'm not against making plans. And there's really nothing wrong with those quotes. However, sometimes we make those quotes set in stone and we're so, in other words, once we make our plans, we're not diverting from them. You have to monitor and adapt. The fox and wolf just realized, well, that's the plan. I guess that's what it is, and walked away. Rabbit said, can you remove my name from that list? Sometimes that's what we have to do. The plan is there for the heart, in my opinion. The plan comes from the brain. It comes from the mind, right? It's logical. It's like, if we want to get here, here's how we do it. For instance, when I talk about I've been beat up by people that live this way for the longest time, I remember going to a guy that I really looked up to, and he is very good at plans, but I was terrible at it. And I said, how do you cope with the steps to get to where you need to go? And he says, oh, it's easy. It's not easy. It's easy for him, but it's not easy for me. And my whole life, I'm created differently, but we all are. But we always set up these rules like this is the way it's supposed to be, like a plan. It's set in stone. Well, I finally have gotten old enough and mature enough to realize that everything doesn't always work for everybody. And he said, it's easy. Well, all you have to do is, he says, figure out where you want to go, then figure out where you are now, and then work yourself backwards. I'm like, oh, that is easy. At least it sounded easy. And I remember sitting at my desk in front of my computer for hours trying to come up with steps. I couldn't do it because I'm not built that way. I'm more of a feeler than I am a planner. And the plan is there, like I said, for the heart of life, the passion of life. The heart is what makes life worth living. It's the emotions and the feelings. We have to have both, right? That's why you monitor and adapt. If you don't monitor and adapt, you end up like the wolf and the fox, dead on the floor of life, right? Your dreams have just died. Your plans have just died. Your happiness just has laid there on the ground. But if you're smart like the rabbit, you monitor and adapt. Can you remove my name from that list? Sure. So what happens is when we make these plans, we hold on to them so tight that, number one, we don't monitor. Like I said, 8% ever rarely ever monitored. We need to monitor our life. Where is our life coming from? Because if you're making a 5-year plan now, in 5 years, life is going to be different. You may have an extra person in your life. You may have one less person in your life. You might be at a different place financially, a different place emotionally, spiritually, physically, whatever. You might have to monitor and adapt. It's good to have plans, but we have to monitor and adapt. Otherwise, we end up on the bears list and we end up not seeing these goals and dreams accomplished. So I normally don't like talking about plans because I've been beat up by that mentality of you fail to plan, then plan to fail. Well, there's some truth to that, but you have to be able to change your plans if that's what is needed. So as I was thinking about this, and the very fact that I was thinking about it, that's what allowed my brain to open up to receive a lot of these plans. So instead of coming home and crashing, I decided, what are some things that I can do to stop that from happening? And I realized I need to be smart when I'm at home. I realized that I need to do some reading. I need to listen to podcasts that are encouraging, not podcasts that get me riled up, but podcasts that will encourage me. Watch some videos that are about positive things. Be around people that speak life to me. Don't hang out with people that are going to drain me, or people that are, sometimes there's people out there that they're going through a struggle, and I normally I hang out with them and speak life into them. But when I don't have the bandwidth for that, because I'm struggling myself, I need to limit my time with hanging out with people that are going to drain me, who maybe normally wouldn't drain me so much, but now they would, because I don't have that bandwidth. I don't have that emotional ability at this point to be able to pour back into them. I need some people to pour back into me. So my plan was I needed to start finding some things that are going to pour back into me. Watching videos that are positive, watching funny movies, reading more books that inspire me, or even fiction books that tell a story that take me into another, they waken up my imagination. My brain never stops, but all of a sudden now, instead of my brain thinking about my problems, my brain thinking about the difficult situation, or my brain thinking about my weariness, my brain is thinking about the story that I'm lost in because I'm reading this book that is feeding that imagination in me. And it's given my brain a break from all the worry and all the stress. I came up with a few other ideas as well, but time is up now. I don't want to go into any more of those. The point I'm trying to make is I had to have a plan. My name was on the Bears list, and if I just came home and didn't do anything different, I was going to end up dead on the fourth floor. So monitor and adapt. Make plans, but don't hold on to the plans so much. The plans are there for the heart. The heart is not there for the plans. It's not about the plan. The plan is there to get me to where my heart needs to go, to get me to where my happy, what makes me happy, what makes me at peace, what makes me content. That's what the plan is there to do. The problem is sometimes the people that make those statements so strong, they never let go of the plan. They hold on to that plan. I made a plan, I'm sticking to it. They never monitor and adapt, and they end up on the Bears list. So we need to make plans to get our heart to where our heart needs to be, to get our life to where our life needs to be. And if we've got to change that plan, if we've got to ask to be removed from the list, then we just simply ask. Find the right situation, find the right people, find the right things that you got to do, and monitor and adapt, because your life is worth it. Your happiness is worth it. We've dedicated an entire studio to helping you with that, because who doesn't want their life to be happier? I hope this helped with yours. Come up with a plan. But remember, the plan is there for the heart. The heart is not there for the plan.
Make someone happy. Make just one someone happy. And you will be happy too.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope that helped. I hope that made sense. Remember, life isn't perfect, but that doesn't mean it can't be happy.
Steve Ace.